I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Every once in a while, I happen to encounter a young writer on only her fourth or sixth novel. The prose has a different texture. Some of the characters have memories similar to mine. I sit down to read and touch the unfamiliar paper with maybe a small, warm font to entice me. This time, the young writer is Kate Wolbert, and this, her third novel, to be shelved and eventually joined by others. In this case, Kate Wolbert has revived these memories. His Favorites is the novel, and I have just this minute finished reading her warm and near-pleasant narrative. Kate Wolbert was born August 13, 1961. She was a finalist for the National Book Award for her novel Our Kind. Her novel, A Short History of Women, was a New York Times bestseller, which was also named as one of the 10 best books of 2009. Jo Hadley had suffered all the problems attending a divorce. Wolbert writes, "That year, my mother, a beautiful woman given to her own foul play, divorced my father and took up with a much younger man, someone she met at a farmer's market on a trip to Portland. She will move to the West Coast and eventually marry him, adopting and training shelter dogs as service animals, forswearing liquor, pot, and meat in short order." She says, "It's not the story you wanted me to tell." That line made me hunger for the story she wanted to tell. The first chapter set in her college began thus. Master Akins was one of those teachers. Everyone called him Master, or sometimes M. I saw him for the first time in late October, a few weeks after I arrived at Hawthorne, leaning against one of the columns in the portico, between the science building and the library, holding court for a group of the boys. I recognized one from my American History seminar, Teddy Pyle, and several who looked like upperclassmen, the juniors and seniors I did not dare speak to. I remember the times I followed Lucy and the other girls to watch them play frisbee in the football field. Master had a constant orbit that circled around him wherever he seemed to be, laughing, always laughing, Mr. Hilarious, I heard, and cool. Towards the end of the novel, Wolbert writes, "There are four other girls in modern lit besides Charlotte and me, although they are not his favorites. We are still his favorites. The others are smeared, their edges blurry, bleeding into the background, dissolved around the seminar table. I barely see them, and he pays little mind. The student, Susan, is a brilliant student, but in this case she refuses to answer." Kate writes, "Master walks over to stand behind her, placing a hand on either padded shoulder. Cat got your tongue? I forgot what I wanted to say," she says. "Happens to the best of you," he says, winking at us from behind Susan. "But don't you look lovely," he adds. Kate Wolbert, in His Favorites, has written an unforgettable story which will chill you on a warm winter's night. Don't miss it. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.